Hey there, Digital Wars. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, where we are on a mission to reclaim our lives from the clutches of screen addiction. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and trust me, I get it. That little device in your pocket can be both a lifesaver and a time suck, all wrapped up in one shiny package. Today, we're diving deep into decluttering your digital life. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of notifications, apps you never use, and emails that scream for attention? Well, fear not. We're here to help you navigate this digital jungle and emerge victorious with a lighter, clearer, more focused phone experience. So, buckle up because we're about to unleash 5 golden nuggets of wisdom to transform your relationship with your phone. First things first, identify the culprits. What apps are sucking away your precious time? Those endless scrolling games, the social media black hole, or maybe that Twitter app you check every 5 minutes. Get real with yourself, friend. Make a list of the digital distractions that are holding you back from living your best life. Next up, it's time to unsubscribe from the madness. How many emails do you actually read each day? Seriously, there's news that there's promising amazing deals or the latest celebrity gossip. Unsubscribe from anything that doesn't serve you. You know that feeling when your inbox is overflowing and you just want to hide under a blanket? Yeah, we've all been there. Now, let's talk about those notifications. Are they actually important, or are they just little digital gremlins whispering in your ear every 5 seconds? Silence the noise. Turn off unnecessary notifications for everything except the truly essential apps like messages from loved ones or important work reminders. Remember, you're in control of your phone, not the other way around. Time to organize that digital playground. Create folders and subfolders for your apps. Categorize your photos, and get rid of those duplicates that are clogging up your storage space. Think of it like decluttering your physical space. A tidy environment leads to a clearer mind. And finally, my friends, remember the golden rule. Less is more. Download only the apps you truly need and use regularly. Don't feel pressure to keep up with every digital trend or download an app just because everyone else is doing it. Be intentional about what you allow into your digital space. Ever find yourself scrolling through social media for hours, even when you know you should be getting things done? I get it. It's like that magnetic pull of the endless scroll, but remember, those dopamine hits from likes and comments are fleeting. Think about a time when you felt completely engrossed in a good book or a captivating conversation. That feeling of presence and focus is what we're aiming for. By decluttering our digital lives, we create space for those meaningful experiences. We can reclaim our attention and use it to cultivate deeper connections, pursue our passions, and simply enjoy the present moment. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. Join the conversation. Share your decluttering tips, your triumphs, and even your struggles in the comments below. Let's support each other as we strive for a healthier, more balanced relationship with technology. And if you enjoyed this episode, hit that subscribe button so you never miss an opportunity to reclaim your digital life. Until next time, keep it real, keep it focused, and remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.